Hi, this is Angel Jones. I love great conversations where life's journey is communicated not only through words, but tones and emotions. Explosive expressions that allow you to feel what they felt and learned. A fool learns only from his own mistake, while the wise learn from their own and from those others have made. Thanks for being here with us. Good night, Victoria Bolton. How are you going on this wonderful, beautiful night?
You know what? I am doing just fine. You know, today started off as very tiring because I had a longer day yesterday. So I decided, since I'm going to talk to you, that I was going to do something big on my part today. So I had a release today.
Really?
I'm an author, of course, and I have a trilogy of books called Rude Boy USA Trilogy. And basically what it is a story about a multicultural group of mobsters. So I released three books starting last year. So what I did was I decided to put it all in one big giant ebook bundle. Wow. So right before I talked to you, I just released it on iTunes.
Oh, and
it
should be
showing up at Barnes and Nobles and all those places within the next couple of days.
I love it. So what's the name of it? The name of the, when we search, what do we search for?
It's called Rude Boy USA.
Rude Boy USA. What a name.
Yeah.
That is awesome. I'm so glad to be part of this. So when we're recording this, it's November 16th, and this would more than likely be, so it'll probably be a month after. So when you're hearing this, yeah, it'll be a month that that book has been out already. Wonderful, wonderful. So Victoria, tell me, which of your talents is responsible for us meeting?
Well, it's basically for, you know, my writing. I've been doing a lot of radio interviews, and I was like, I just got to make sure I get to as many people as possible. So, and I came across you. I was like, let me talk to him. I saw this, you know, record that we create. I was like, I want to be part of that.
I need it.
To talk to him. So that's how we got together.
Interesting. So where did you learn trusting your gut instinct from?
Well, you know what? I didn't always have this gut instinct. You know, it took many, many years for me to, you know, get to this point to where I felt confident in doing a project or doing something enough to fully pursue it. And when I did start, you know, it's been very hard to stop. So, you know, it comes from inside, and it comes from, you know, just to build up a confidence, you know, and then there's God. And then there's a little bit of luck in that, you know, you just gotta, you know, have a lot of faith in yourself, how, you know, be your biggest cheerleader.
Have the biggest conversations with yourself, right? The biggest 12-minute conversations or 12-hour conversations.
Oh, yeah. Yourself. Or 12-month conversations in my, you know, instance.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So who did you learn the skill of writing from, my dear?
It started about 20 years ago, almost. I wrote my first book. And when I first did it, I was 19 years old. And I was like, okay, it was one of those things that you have on your bucket list and you just want to say, okay, I'm going to do this. You know, when you're young, I want to do this. But writing a book was one of the things that were on my bucket list. I said, I'm going to do it. And I had a good subject matter. You know, it was based off of one of my friends and, you know, her bad decisions. So I was like, I can write a whole story off of, you know, her shenanigans. So I did.
Wow.
And I published it, you know, I self-published it, and then I left it alone. You know, I had no clue, you know, and back then, and, you know, publishing wasn't as, you know, open and wide as it is now.
Right.
So I did release it, and then I left it alone, and I didn't start, believe it or not, writing again until early 2015. I've had the idea for this trilogy for a while, but I just didn't pick up the laptop and start typing until, you know, recent. And then once I started, I got everything out fairly quickly. I think the last book was released the last week of August of this year. So between December of 2015 and August of this year, I released three full-length novels. Yeah.
That is amazing. You've been typing a lot.
A lot, you
Wow.
know, and I pretty much gave up a year of my life to make sure these books were out, you know, because I felt so strongly about the story. It was very interesting. I was like, wow, I feel good. This looks like it'll be great to watch.
I
So I said,
forgot.
let me put these out, you know, and give it time to marinate with audiences. And I think it's been fairly successful since I released it.
Well done, Victoria. So tell me one thing, though, you've done, possibly other than writing, consistently over the past 3 years.
Ooh, 3 years. Well, I should say it's safe to say up until early last year, I also did a little acting on the side.
Really?
Yeah, and my last big role got me into some trouble.
Tell me about.
So,
Tell me more. Tell me more.
okay, this should get very interesting. Okay, I don't know if you heard of the coverage. It's a movie called Frida Nipple.
I do not. I've never heard of Frida Nipple.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't expect, you know, because the title of the movie sounds out there, but it was very much in pop culture, you know, last year. And it's about a group of girls who went out in New York City to protest inequality laws, sexist laws that were against women. You know, men had, you know, certain privileges more than women.
Right.
For example, back in the early 90s in New York City, there was this case where this couple, they went to Central Park and they went sunbathing. And the man had his shirt off, and so did a woman. Well, somebody, of course, got offended, sent the cop over, and the cop went to the woman, didn't say anything about the guy, but went to the woman and said, "You're indecent. Like, you know, you need to do this or we arrest you." She's like, "Well, okay, me, but what about him?" And, you know, there was no, you know, consequence for the guy, so she was arrested. So she decided to fight back because they, you know, it's against the law, you know, to really, you know, have l certain laws apply for women only. You know, it has to be equal rights, equal, you know, between the laws. And it's not about, you know, being, you know, nude or topless, you know, because people would say, oh, well, you know, there are plenty other things for you to, you know, be protesting about. I mean, it's not about, you know, having everybody walk around with the shirt off. It's about challenging the laws, challenging sexist laws.
So
So
you were doing that in a drama play. Did you represent that in drama?
well, I was one of the women. Who I and of course, you know, I had my shirt off because you know you can't talk about Frida Nipple without having their shirt off. You know, it was nothing sexual, not a single scene of sex in there. So I mean that it wasn't, you know, that wasn't the topic. It was about you know, fighting for equality, and you know, a very bold and out there. You know, you can't get more out there, you know, than that. So the woman took this case to the New York State Supreme Court and won. So therefore she got the laws changed. So since the Supreme Court back in 1992 said you cannot charge a woman for walking outside without a shirt on if you don't do it for a guy. So although people be like, oh my God, it's vulgar, that's offensive, that's not really the point, you know. Sometimes we challenge things, you have to make a bold statement. Like, you know, like all of the people outside protesting the election. You know, it's one thing to stay to yourself and say, oh, I don't disagree. It's another to get out there, put yourself out there, even if people are going to disagree or chastise you for doing it or call you names or, you know, you have to speak out, you know, even if it's something, it's a bold move. And that's what the movie was about. It's about these women who are out there fighting, protesting to get the laws changed, you know, for women, you know, stop criminalizing women who breastfeed. Stop, you know, treating women, you know, differently, you know, as far as that, stop making laws, make laws lenient for men, but harsh on women. So that was that movie about. And when I say that it got me in trouble, well, some people didn't get it at first. And it's weird because there are a lot of people now, you know, jumping on the bandwagon. But of course, you know, there's this saying, I did it before it was cool. You know, a lot of people didn't get it. So there was some backlash against me for it.
Wow. What a story, Victoria.
Yeah. So after that, it's not, I didn't quit acting because of that. It's because, you know, life, things got in the way. And I wasn't really available to devote time to acting. So I decided to go ahead. You know, I had these books in my head for years. And I decided to go ahead and just to start writing it and get it out there. Because I liked the story. Love and it. I'm glad I did, because it's been very successful.
Victoria, let's switch gears, my dear. Thanks for sharing that story. Let's switch gears for a bit now. Let me invite you into my time machine. That is around here, with beautiful, warm, blue Caribbean water.
Nice.
Victoria, what is your earliest childhood memory?
Oh, my God. Let me go all the way back. This is weird. I think I had to be like 2. And people be like, oh my God, you actually remember that. I really do remember that. I nearly got hit by a car. My mother was unloading. I was living in Chicago at the time. My mother was unloading groceries in front of an apartment. Take them out the car. And she had me out the car. And this is when, you know, you're 2 years old and you're running around. I saw something across the street. I don't know if it was a squirrel, a rabbit, or something. And I just had to run after it. Of course, I had to cross the street in order to get there. So here I am in the street, and my mother doesn't notice it. You know, it's not her fault. You know, she's doing everything, you know, she can. And I stop traffic. Because I'm in the middle of the street.
Oh, my.
And, of course, I nearly gave my poor mother a heart attack.
Why do you think this memory in particular is so clear?
I don't know. I guess, you know, I don't know why that stuck with me. Maybe it's because, you know, it's probably because it's the way I am now. I see something, I'm excited about it, and I go after it. I think that's, I've always been that way.
Huh. I love how you connected it.
Yeah. That's the only other explanation I have why this is still, you know, in my head, why I still see it.
If we fast forward to when you were 12, what was your favorite song?
Oh, oh my God. Oh, I know what it was. It was Bobby Brown. Roni. It was 1989. Roni. Bobby Brown. I had the, you know, the biggest crush, you know, all of those singing groups. You know, at least in the 80s, because I was really little. So I'm a little girl, and, you know, fangirling over every little pop singer, cute pop singer.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. We've arrived at our destination, Victoria. But before we get off of this time machine, there's a small declaration form. Yes or no? Victoria, have you chosen someone to pass on your skills to?
No, not yet. I want to.
Are you married?
No.
Do you have children?
No.
Do you believe in God?
Yes, I do.
Do you have an inner circle of friends?
Yes, I do.
Do you watch TV for more than 3 hours a day?
Not anymore.
How about screen time, the phone or the computer? Is it more than 8 hours or less than 8 hours a day?
Depends on the day. If I'm writing, more than 8 hours.
All right. Victoria, this was a great pleasure. In closing, is there anything you'd like to share with our amazing audience?
I want to thank them for listening to me. And of course, I'm going to tell them that, you know, my book trilogy is now available in all ebook retailers. If you want the hard copy, you can order it from Barnes & Noble. It's called Rude Boy USA. I have the single books and the entire trilogy available.
Love it. Victoria Bolton, thank you for being on 12 Minute Convos with Angel Jones.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Amazing audience, before you leave, there's one person I'd like to introduce you to, Amanda Jones. She is my wife, and her passion is to educate, encourage, and empower.
Hi, I'm Amanda Jones, and I'm a registered nurse. Do you or someone you know have diabetes? According to the International Diabetes Federation, in 2015 worldwide, 415 million people were living with diabetes. Just as that figure is overwhelming, so too can the effects of diabetes be. So, to help simplify diabetes for both adult and child, I've used rhymes in my books, The ABCs of Diabetes for Children and Poems for Patients, A Focus on Diabetes. At its simplest, rhymes help us to remember. If you, a child or friend, want an easy, reader-friendly way to know about diabetes, then get a copy of these books. For more details, you can go to poemsbyaj.com. That's poemsbyaj.com.